Mark, thank you so much for taking the opportunity to talk to me.
Well, thank you, Corinne, for inviting me to share my thoughts concerning the Rensselaer County Legislature race this year.
Now, how long have you been on the Rensselaer County Legislature?
I've been on, it's coming up on 12 years. I was elected and began serving on January 1st or thereabouts of 2010.
You might be in a very good position to help our listeners understand what the county legislature does. Can you give us a sense of what the county leg is responsible for?
Yes, we're responsible for all expenditures over $10,000. It used to be $5,000. It just got raised to $10,000 that Rensselaer County spends for anything. So there are budget items. Of course, we don't approve every employee's weekly pay. But if we have to buy a new dump truck that costs $300,000, it has to go before the legislature. And we also enact laws occasionally. But really, I think the main thing we do is fiduciary, keep track of the spending.
Are you campaigning door to door these days with the coronavirus pandemic, or has your campaign shifted to a different model?
Let me put it this way. I started yesterday campaigning door to door. It was the first day I've been out, and well received. I was masked. Most people said something to the effect of, "Are you vaccinated?" And you can drop your mask if you'd like. I know that some folks are worried. I am vaccinated. I do mask appropriately, I hope. Most people are happy to see me. We'll see. If it goes a different direction, if people do not want me on their door, that's fine.
What are you hearing from folks in your district?
Well, I'll just say this, that the city of Troy has a city. I represent the city of Troy on the Rensselaer County Legislature. So the city of Troy has different, has a city council and a mayor. And honestly, some people confuse my job with that of a city councilman. I represent the city of Troy on the Rensselaer County Legislature. So part of my job is to secure an equal portion of the taxpayers' money to come back to the city of Troy, because we're all taxed, whether we're in the rural Rensselaer County over by the Massachusetts border or Vermont border or the city of Troy, we're all taxed the same. And my job is to make sure that a good portion comes back to the city of Troy. And that's what I try to explain to people. The county roads are vital in the outlying areas where the city of Troy has their own roads. You know, so it's a different ball of wax. However, I would like people to know that, you know, I'm not the city council person. I do have a relationship with my city council person in my district, and I can help and network.
What does the Black Lives Matter movement mean to you?
Now, that was a controversial issue, of course, in the Rensselaer County Legislature last year. I don't know how much you or the listeners know. I'm sure the listeners to this station know. Back in last June, myself and a couple other legislators, Peter Grimm and Cindy Dorr, to be exact, proposed legislation to recognize, and that's it, recognize Black Lives Matter. And we were shot down by the Republican majority, honestly. And we came back in July, we came back in August, and honestly, in August, I believe it was, we watered it down a little bit, or maybe it was July, we watered it down to try to placate the naysayers, and it didn't work. The next month in August, we went back to our original proposal, and it was merely a parliamentary resolution recognizing Black Lives Matter. I don't know, it really bothered me. Bothers me to this day, whether I am really to the left, really to the right, I have to recognize that the Black Lives Matter. So what does it mean to me? It's essential in our country, in our city, in my little community where I live, in the state. It's essential that we recognize there's room under this tent for all of us, and that there's been systemic racism. And if you don't believe that, you know, you've got your head in the sand.
Do you support the resolution recently adopted by the Rensselaer County Legislature calling on Governor Hochul to reverse the criminal justice reforms like raise the age and bail reform?
I voted in favor of that. And I'll just say this, I got to say this, that it doesn't say reverse. It says review. And that was a sticking point for me and some of my colleagues. You know, is it okay to relook at something? Absolutely. To reverse, you know, the entire act, you know, I'm not ready for that. I want comprehensive study done. I don't mean, you know, form a committee and make all kinds of several year long studies, but I mean, really look at this act and see if there are parts that have to be tweaked. So I did vote in favor of that resolution, but it just says review. I want to make that clear. And that's what I'm for.
Thanks for that clarification. You're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and I'm speaking with Mark Fleming. Mark is seeking re-election to his seat as a county legislator in District 1 representing Troy. This interview is part of the Hudson Mohawk Magazine's Election Watch 2021 series of interviews. You can listen to interviews with all of the candidates on our website. Mark, I'm wondering what initiative you're most proud of in your public service career.
Now that's you know, it's a 12-year career, so you know we can be current or we can go over. I'll say this: over the entire 12 years, I've tried to be a fiscal watchdog, if you were. We are in the minority. In the entire time out there, we've had a Republican county executive and a county legislature that has a supermajority. If they vote together with our 6 out of 19 people, you know, there's nothing we can do. We have less than 1/3. So I guess the thing that I'm proudest of is fiscal accountability. I am a numbers guy. I look over each and every resolution, as I said, whether it's, you know, buying a couple copy machines or reclassifying a person's job or buying a couple of dump trucks or plows. I want to be sure that the Rensselaer County taxpayers' money is spent as effectively as possible. And honestly, in most cases it is. But if there weren't people looking, you know, power corrupts, they say, and you know, I believe that to be true. There has to be folks like the Democratic minority at this time keeping an eye on that. You know, there are other things I could say. You know, the polling site in Troy, that is huge. And I don't mean it's huge that they moved the polling site, but that there were some citizens of Troy, one person in particular that was involved, and she funded the lawsuit, which is absolutely commendable, which changed the voting site. Our folks in the Democratic minority didn't waver. We were consistent that this had to be done and continue to. And, you know, and that's a win. It's changed the way we do business, and change is inevitable.
What are some of the proactive things that you'd like to do should you win re-election this year?
I'll just say something. It's kind of an odd issue, but it's a real issue for some folks. The senior center in Troy was closed because they sold the building. County owned the building. It was an old building, required a lot of maintenance and upkeep. It probably was the right time to sell the building. And now there is no Rensselaer County Senior Center in the city of Troy, which is the biggest population density, and the people need and want and used that facility. So that's something I'd like to really put my efforts to, is getting the senior center, a senior center, back in Troy. You know, it can be better than the last one if we do it right. And the last one was very popular and very effective.
I'd like to do some rapid fire questions with you.
Certainly.
Questions that you can only use yay or nay. And I know that that's hard. Everybody wants to explain their answer, but are you ready to do yay or nay rapid fire questions?
Yes, I am.
Legal marijuana dispensaries in Rensselaer County.
Nay.
Good cause eviction protections.
Yay.
Proof of vaccination to get into public gathering places like concert venues and sporting events.
Yay.
Crossgates Mall expansion into the Albany Pine Bush area.
Nay.
And the One Monument Square plan, love it or hate it?
Love it. I'd love to explain that, but love it.
Played by the rules, that counts for a lot. Thank you. Well, Mark, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much. And I wish you best of luck on the campaign trail.
Thank you very much. And I hope I answered the questions. And as I said, I'd love to explain 2 of those, but that's okay. anyone can contact me or at the doorstep, whatever. I'd be certainly happy to explain them. Thank you very much.